are here to take your calls about whatever you want. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And as tends to happen, and I do love it when this happens, Johnny Ray, you and I came in with all manner of show prep tonight, but right out the gate we got some phone calls. And we've been talking ever since about the topic that our first caller, well, our second caller, brought up, which was incrementalism, this idea that Rand Paul is this icon of incrementalism, that he truly loves liberty, but he's quiet about it. He doesn't want to talk about the principles of liberty because he wants to sneak it in under the radar and change some policies one policy at a time and turn the ship of state around the federal government, and gosh darn it, we can do this thing.
It was Pizza Guy, wasn't it? Pizza Guy said that given that incrementalism is the way to go, Rand Paul is the picture of incrementalism.
Yeah, something like that. And I just don't, I'm sorry, I'm not excited by Rand Paul. He doesn't talk about principles. And as you pointed out, Johnny Ray, it's important to talk about principles, because if people don't understand why liberty is the answer, if all you get is somebody to agree with you on, oh yeah, I think we should have legal pot, but whoa, we can't let people have firearms. Then you're not going to get anywhere. You're going to get one step forward and 10 steps back. Because people need to understand the principles of liberty. The idea that if you want to live your life how you want, you have to allow others to live theirs how they want. And that you should be free to live how you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else.
Well, I'm fine with all that, except I think that we should force employers to pay people a certain amount to allow them to work.
Yeah, that's called liberty accept, or liberty minus one, or whatever. And, of course, if everybody comes to the table with liberty minus one, then they're all going to be pushing for their area that they think people should be controlled on, and before you know it, you've got big government again.
Yep.
So let's go back to the phones, though. Paul was talking in to us from Nashua about some of the different types of incrementalism, and we just barely had a chance to kind of scratch the surface on the first one. And can you recap that briefly, Paul?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I'm a big fan of incrementalism, but there are different kinds of incrementalism. And the kind that I don't like is the kind that kind of, it's counterproductive in the long run. So these are people that say, you know, we should legalize and tax marijuana because we want more revenue for the government. We want to have a lot of regulations on the use of marijuana because, you know, I guess the implication is regulatory controls are good. And, you know, marijuana, yes, but no, don't worry. I agree with you that every other drug should be prohibited. And so what ends up happening is, even if you win that one issue, you've cemented the idea that the whole spectrum of political thought agrees that all other drugs should be prohibited, that more revenue to the government is good, and that regulations work, which is kind of productive in the long run. Whereas if you argue, you don't have to argue from a perspective of, say, you have a right to consume any substance you want because you own yourself. You can argue from the perspective of, look, this prohibition's in rich gangs. Look at what happened during prohibition in the 20s, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. These kinds of arguments, while they don't apply to every issue, you're still on the topic of drugs, they're not counterproductive later on. If somebody realizes, hey, wow, yeah, prohibitions don't work, that's only going to benefit you when you come to other issues where there are government prohibitions.
Yeah, nothing makes me scratch my head in befuddlement more than marijuana activists, pro-liberty types saying we need marijuana to be captured by the state.
Ugh.
And we need to have the state make it legitimate. And we need to enrich the state through marijuana sales.
You're not a pro-liberty type if that's what you're advocating. I mean, if you're not advocating pure, you know, get the government's hands out of it, then that's not a liberty position. It's just a decriminalized position or a government regulatory position. So what were the other incrementalism?
What's a good kind?
Well, the good kind is like I say, arguing that prohibition in the 20s, for example, didn't work, and arguing against prohibition in general, or just making arguments, even if they're about a specific issue and they're not broader, just make sure they're not going to be counterproductive to you, you know, later on.
So you're saying if you're taking an incrementalist approach, strike at the root of the issue.
Right, exactly. And that's the difference, I think. That's the statements that Rand Paul makes that bothers me. They violate that principle. So if you listen to Ron Paul,
yes,
he does talk about specific small issues, and he uses incrementalism. But you'll almost never, maybe never, hear him make a statement that is contradictory to the non-aggression principle.
Absolutely true. I mean, he took that question about heroin head on. I think it was a 2008 campaign, if I'm recalling correctly. Maybe it was 2012. But they asked him a real tough question about heroin, where any other politician would have hemmed and hawed and, you know, talked about, oh, we shouldn't have heroin legal. He just answered it head on and was honest about, yeah, prohibition's a terrible idea, and heroin prohibition makes things worse for the people who are addicted to it. I don't remember his exact answer, but he did not dodge it.
I remember that response. It was amazing. He actually made a joke. He said, well, who here, if heroin were illegal, would go out and use it anyway?
That's right. It was perfect.
I believe this was South Carolina, which is, you know... And he got a huge laugh and round of applause for that.
Right, the crowd loved it. I mean, they loved his honesty. And you're right, this was not necessarily a libertarian crowd by any means, but he got a huge amount of applause out of that. And I think that's another point to make here, is that if you take a principled position, you get respect from people. Like, even the people who are interviewing Ron Paul, who are hostile towards him, had to begrudgingly admit that, well, you may not like this guy's positions, but one thing you can count on is that you can, you know, he's consistent. And he is. And that means he's predictable. That means that you can know what to expect out of him. And I think there's real value in that when you're trying to communicate ideas to people.
Absolutely. And I do think there is importance to giving practical examples. I know it would be great if everybody just sort of, you own yourself. Yeah, not, you know, I don't want to aggress against people. But the truth is, people make decisions about what to believe a lot of times on pragmatic basis. It depends on the person, but a lot of times pragmatism is a big part of it. So while it's a lot of work, I do think it's really, really important to go ahead and talk about the specific issues and how more liberty would bring a practical benefit. And the truth is, I think just saying the principle of the thing, while it's good to have that too, masses of people aren't going to change their minds on a moral principle alone. They need to understand how practically individual issues will work. Just when you explain the practical benefits of more liberty, you know, make sure it's you're not making statements that are counterproductive in the broader scheme of things, I would say. But we have to put in the work to study the individual issues. And if you don't know on an issue, you can't make a good practical argument, just say, hey, I'll take a look at it and study it and get back to you. But I do think we have to explain to people the practical benefit of liberty on these different issues.
Good call. Thank you, Paul, for making it. Appreciate hearing from you. Glad to know you're in Nashville, which means you're making efforts here in New Hampshire towards more freedom. I thank you for the call tonight. Of course, as we talked about previously, that's where the Free State Project is. New Hampshire's the destination for the people that understand these ideas. Let's get started on this project, and I mean, we've already gotten started on it, but the official move hasn't begun yet. But the more we can concentrate these concepts, the more penetrative they will be into the minds of the population, because they're more likely to encounter them. Let's continue, whether it be, you know, encountering them at work or at church or at some sort of group or, you know, wherever, at school. Let's continue here, and we go to Skype, where Nathan is on the line in Texas. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnny Ray.
How are you guys doing?
Welcome, sir.
I wanted to respond to what the pizza guy said at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
I kind of agree with him, actually, because his claim was, if incrementalism is the key, then Rand Paul is the answer. And I agree with that. The problem is that Rand Paul is, as you say, he's not really much of an answer. So it's kind of a proof by contradiction of his own position, in a sense. Does that make sense?
So you don't think that Rand Paul is going to catch fire and that liberty is going to spread across the landscape?
No. I agree with you 100%. Rand Paul is, I mean, if Ron Paul was gold and Rand Paul is bronze, you know, he doesn't, like, he's spoken in favor of war, and, you know, he said, you know, let's tax and regulate marijuana and things like that. And, you know, I just don't see him. I mean, if he's the catalyst, then it's like you say, there's no way to reform this big leviathan.
I don't see Rand Paul filling a stadium full of people like Ron Paul could do. You know, like wherever Ron Paul went and spoke, colleges, for instance, people came out in droves to see this man speak. I just can't see Rand Paul pulling the same kind of audiences, getting people as excited as Ron Paul. But if you had more, Nathan, you can stand by. We can bring you back. 855 453. You can share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's up, Sam?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 17, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1321.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1369.69, $684.85 for a half ounce, or $342.42 for a quarter ounce. That's $1369.69, $684.85, and $342.42.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free. Your thoughts, welcome on whatever you want. You don't have to talk about incrementalism, Rand Paul. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. We blew it last week, and we didn't really get to it. So I know you've been busily playing at Johnny Ray, and you want to talk about it. So we will get to that. Also, your calls, 855-450-FREE. And Johnny Ray, something that you've been doing that I've really been impressed with. I can't say I've been doing it. I haven't had this level of
discipline. Drinking a gallon of milk a day?
You've been doing... That's true. You have been drinking a gallon of milk, and you've stuck to that, have you?
Uh-huh.
How's it going? Do you feel different?
I do. I do feel different. I feel bigger. Maybe.
Are you bigger?
I don't think that I've gained any weight, but I feel like I've gained something. It may be some kind of... Ian, are you familiar with sort of the workout placebo effect, like where you work out for a couple of days and you look at yourself in the mirror and you might not have changed a bit, but you look
feel
at
like
yourself
you're
and you're like, yeah.
So you've been feeling that way from drinking milk?
Plus I started a membership at Fit Nation here in
cool.
Keene.
So what I wanted to ask you about though was the Bitcoin thing. You were doing 10% of your paycheck every week. You're buying bitcoins.
Right.
With that. Have you been keeping up with that?
No, I haven't.
Why is that?
Just general Johnny Ray dropping the ball on things.
Well, one of the factors I was thinking might be because it's getting hard. It was hard for a while to actually get, turn cash into bitcoins. We used to talk about BitInstant, but they've been out of the market for well over a couple months, I think, at this point. They claim they're going to come back, but I don't know. They've been claiming that for a while now, and they haven't come back. I mean, the Bitcoin universe is kind of a new world, and the businesses are coming and going. You know, not all of them are sticking. Well, there's another business that has started up, and they are called Cash into Bitcoins. And you can go to cashintocoins.com. The one catch at this moment is it only works with Wells Fargo banks. And Wells Fargo's in most all of the United States. Like the supermajority of states, there are Wells Fargo banks, and they're pretty prolific. So if you've got a Wells Fargo bank near you, then it's just a matter of going to cashintocoins.com, following the simple instructions that they have there, and within a few minutes to up to a few hours, depending, because it's literally like one guy, from what I understand, who is taking the cash and turning them into bitcoins for you. But he's fulfilling orders. The guy, it's legal, it's easy, it's inexpensive. You can go to cashintocoins.com to learn more about it. He puts up his personal information there about his business, and he is registered, you know, with FinCEN, which, of course, he has to be, or otherwise they're going to shut him down. So to some extent, that gives you some indication this isn't necessarily a fly-by-night operation. But I haven't been able to try it myself because there isn't a Wells Fargo bank in northern New England. So maybe, hopefully, some of our listeners will go and give this a shot here. Cashintocoins.com. Turn your cash into bitcoins and let us know how it goes, because I really want to get feedback on this so we can talk about people's experiences with cashintocoins.com.
Yeah, it'd be great. Does Wells Fargo, can you use a Visa MasterCard with them? Now, Wells Fargo, that's...
No, I'm pretty sure you have to use cash.
Okay.
Yeah, hence the name, cashintocoins.com. 855-450-FREE. Let's go back to Nathan. We've been talking about incrementalism, Rand Paul. Nathan, you're back on Free Talk Live.
All right, so I think we have to distinguish, first of all, two kinds of incrementalism. You can think of incrementally changing the state, or you can think about incrementally changing people's opinions. And what we were talking about before was incrementally changing the state, and I think we both agree, I mean, that's not going to happen. So what were you talking about in the first segment about, what was the name you called it when you argue with someone and they say, well, how would this work and how would that work?
Getting bogged down in the weeds?
Getting bogged down, right. I sort of had two thoughts about that. I mean, it sounds like a cop-out to say, well, I don't know exactly how this would work or that would work. But in a sense, it really isn't, because the whole point of favoring a market is that people pool their, their disseminated knowledge. I forget the exact term, but, you know, they pool this distributed knowledge together and, you know, produce outcomes that no individual could anticipate. You know, that's the whole point. So, in a sense, if you could definitively answer the question, well, how would roads work, or how would cars work, or how would planes work? If you could definitively answer their question, then again, it would be self-defeating, because they're basically, what they're asking you is, can you centrally plan liberty?
Yeah.
That's what they're asking.
Absolutely true. Nathan, thank you for your call and thoughts tonight. At 855-450-FREE, David is also in Texas on the road. Hey, David, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines.
Hey, guys. I think a lot of the problem is people tend to get a lot of libertarians tend to get stuck in sort of like, you know, this single-minded approach where, you know, this is the solution and nothing else is going to work. And I think, like, there's an argument to be said. I mean, obviously, the Fed, you know, that's lost. You know, all you can try to do is just try, you know, to keep them out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for, like, New Hampshire with the Free State Project, it's a small enough area, and then you have a community around it, like, with, you know, the different events, and then, you know, like, NHLA and different groups like that where you can sort of, some added accountability that you can work towards. Like, if you can, the way I think of it is, say there was a company that they provided something, and then they, you know, anybody else that started to make that, you know, they went and, you know, said, no, you can't do that. But they said, you know, you can come join our board and vote on things, you know. So then, like, if you voted on their board and you had a group, you could say, well, let's vote to get rid of this whole monopoly thing. I think, I mean, it's going to take time, but, you know, it's shorter than just, you know, trying to avoid them and or trying to, like Stefan Hollinger says, you know, just, you know, working on your kids. I mean, that's important, but that's not, you know, unless you can get, like, every parent in the world, or at least, you know, to do that, it's not going to change things.
Right, because all the people that believe in the ideas of force and the state, they're working on their kids, too. So I agree, focusing on your children, certainly if you have children, you want to give them good ideas, right? I'm not saying don't do that, but that's certainly not going to be a solution to achieving liberty in our lifetime. In order to achieve liberty, other people have to agree with it, period.
And then also, like, that Peacekeeper app, where, you know, I think you were talking about yesterday, you know, people say, you know, how are you going to provide a service, whatever. You know, something doesn't usually get invented until there's a need for it.
Mm-hmm.
So using, you know, if you can say stop, if you can turn the roads, I mean, this is probably like several years away, but you can turn the roads into a private venture in New Hampshire, then, you know, they might, you know, something else would come about. You know, as long as you get rid of that monopoly thing that says, you know, no one else can do transportation like this.
Totally,
you see what I
agree.
Mean?
Yeah, totally agree. And you're right. And that's where people get scared, right, is that transition period that our earlier caller was referring to, the pizza guy, you know, suggesting that if the switch just gets flipped on the government, that people are going to freak out, they're not going to know what to do. But ultimately, it would be short-lived because people would step in, I think, as Johnny Ray suggested, to help their neighbors.
If someone pushed the button, tomorrow there'd be government again. Because, you know, You have to change that ideology,
right,
as well.
The state exists because people believe in it, and that's what we have to stop. I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. More coming up. 855-453.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll-free. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Jonathan Ray.
Hey, you can go to our website at FreeTalkLive.com. You can get interactive there. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You can go to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams as well as the podcast. All free, of course. m.freetalklive.com. Looking for more great liberty-oriented audio? Well, the School Sucks Project has it. They're a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com and make a user account and follow the show on Twitter at School Sucks Show, as well as subscribing to their YouTube at the School Sucks Podcast channel. Their website is schoolsucksproject.com. All right, so 855-450-FREE. We've been getting really detailed on what I think is an pretty important discussion, so I'm glad it came up, this idea of incrementalism and, you know, where it can work and where it's definitely not going to work. And Johnny Ray, you and I are not necessarily on the same entire page on this issue. I think we're on the same page with the federal government, right? Like, I don't think there's any point in spending any time trying to do anything with the federal government. You agree with that, right?
Same here. It's a monster.
Yeah, there's no way. You cut off one tentacle, and 10 more will sprout up in its place. There's just no stopping the federal government. Does that make me defeatist when it comes to the federal government? No, because I think that the way you can stop the federal government, I guess, maybe I should take it back, the way you stop the federal government is by stopping believing in it, by stopping participation in it. Don't give them your money. Don't give them your obedience. Better still, move together with other people who feel like you do, and then stop en masse dealing with the federal government, whether that be declaring your own personal independence or having the state in which you live, that organization, declare independence from the federal government. Let's leave it behind as much as possible. Ignore it, and then maybe it will go away. Of course, there's always the chance they'll, you know, bomb you and kill you if you try to do that, but there's a chance of that happening anyway.
In fact, there's also a greater chance that because the federal government's over meddling in other countries around the world, that somebody else will bomb you or kill you because they don't like the fact that the federal government is meddling in whatever other country that is. So they're not there keeping you safe. What are they doing for you besides extracting your wealth from you and then transferring that wealth to their politically connected buddies, like in the military industrial complex or in the corporate world?
If you refuse to try to live free because you're afraid they're going to roll in tanks or they're going to drop a bomb on you, then just give up. Your life is not worth living.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what's the point of being a slave? So I think incrementalism can work on the local level. I think that there's proof that it has worked thus far here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project because of the activists that have come in here and have helped back up the New Hampshire natives, who, by the way, are incredible activists. It's been my experience that the average New Hampshire native activist is a just more dedicated activist than the average Free State Project participant. And I think the reason is they've got more invested. They've been here for their whole life, or a good portion of it.
Yeah, the natives are fantastic. They've got their own networks.
Right,
already.
They know the people. They've been here. They know the ground. Right, they've been in it. And so the more people we can get to back those folks up and help them out, the better off. Incrementalism has worked here, and there's a lot of evidence for it. Rand Paul, not going to get excited about him unless he all of a sudden finds some principles and starts talking more like his father did. It'll be interesting to watch and see, you know, if he can accomplish anything. But again, if you're not bringing the principles to people, then what is the point of even opening your mouth in the first place? So 855, 450 free. And by the way, if you're rolling the dice with Rand Paul and letting it ride and hoping that, daddy's going to bring you a new government, I think you're going to be pretty disappointed with him. Like, even if he is by some miracle able to win, say he runs for president, even if he's able to win, that's not going to result in more liberty because he's still going to be, even if he was as principled as his father, he's still going to be up against the rest of Congress. So that's not going to change much. You don't have Rand Paul saying things like Harry Brown did. Harry Brown, the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party in 96 and 2000, you know, he had this statement in his campaign book that was, well, what will my first day as president look like? And Harry Brown said the first thing he would do when he got into office would be to pardon all nonviolent federal prisoners.
Good start.
That's a pretty good thing for somebody to make a promise about, right? Like, it's something he could do. It's something he could do quickly. He also talked about tearing pages out of the Federal Register, you know, all these executive orders that these government presidents have been putting in year after year after year, just tearing that stuff up. And I haven't read it in years, so I can't remember everything else that he said. But I know he had a plan to shut down the IRS and then auction, you know, like take a wrecking ball to it and then auction off pieces or sell pieces of the old IRS building to raise money to cut a check to everybody who's expecting Social Security. Because, you know, shut down the Social Security program, the big question was, well, what about all the people receiving the benefits? What's going to happen to them? Well, his idea was to give them basically a lump sum payment and, you know, send them on their way.
Yeah, I can't believe if we turned off the switch, then the elderly, that we're just going to let them fall through the cracks.
No, Harry's idea was to sell all of the government lands, all of the, you know, because the federal government owns a lot of land and a lot of buildings. So his idea was to sell it all.
Yeah, that's my answer to the crisis in Syria is the crisis anywhere where people are oppressed and America needs to step in and do something is to repatriate those people to the U.S., open up all this parkland that the federal government has claimed for itself and the state governments, open it up and bring them in there. Let them settle and let them add to our culture and our community.
You don't hear Rand Paul suggesting anything like that. He's not talking about getting rid of the IRS. He's not talking about any kind of big changes to the federal government. So how is that going to excite anyone? I mean, I realize somebody's going to be excited by Rand Paul, but not to the extent that Ron Paul excited people. Anyway, you're welcome to share your thoughts. Speaking of the Federal Register, let's get into the story about this shooter in D.C. We haven't gotten into that really yet on Free Talk Live, and the connected stories are coming out now, like about this one from CBS Local in D.C. Obama, speaking of the Federal Register, has been implementing executive actions following the Navy Yard shooting. The AP reporting with CBS News President Obama on Monday warily lamented yet another mass shooting, this time in the nation's capital, where the debate that raged earlier this year over tightening firearms laws has stalled amid opposition from gun rights advocates. The shooting at the Washington Navy Yard came a week after voters recalled two Colorado legislators who supported tougher gun measures, illustrating the strong political headwinds faced by lawmakers seeking to respond to the violence. Obama, for one, has been powerless to get legislation passed despite a string of mass shootings during his presidency. In the wake of the shooting at the Navy Yard, Obama spokesman Jake Carney said the president is implementing executive actions and reiterated his commitment to strengthening gun laws, including expanding background checks to sales online and at gun shows. He said the president supports, as do an overwhelming majority of Americans, common sense measures to reduce gun violence. Even as it was unfolding, the Washington shooting was reigniting talk about guns with Senator Dianne Feinstein, a leading advocate of gun control legislation, mourning the litany of massacres the country has suffered in the form of mass shootings.
Never let a good crisis go to waste.
Well, right. I mean, that's all they ever do in the government. They always just respond to things because they can't predict what crazy people are going to do. You never know what a crazy person is going to do. Even if they can't get their hands on a gun, they could build a bomb. And you can't ban all the bomb-making supplies because you can make bombs out of all kinds of different things. But nonetheless, I think it's important to point out here that they are... this is Washington, D.C. D.C. is a very gun-restricted place. There's a lot of restrictions on firearms in Washington, D.C. But yet, here you have a man with more than one gun killing innocent people.
Yeah, I think it was a shotgun and two handguns.
Yeah, there was some reports that it was apparently with an M15 in the beginning, but that's not true. It's not true. An M14 is one of those machine gun looking things, but that's not true. That was not one of the guns that he had, as you said. Shotgun and two handguns were the implements allegedly here. 855-450-FREE. But I guess the gun control advocates would say, well, yeah, D.C.'s got gun restrictions, but the surrounding areas you can get guns. More coming up. You can share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Are you between the ages of 25 and 65? Do you need to lose at least 10 pounds? If you answered yes, we're looking for you. We need you to participate in an absolutely risk-free nationwide trial of an extremely potent weight loss supplement. It's called AF Plus. To participate, you must call 1-800-934-4295 in the next 10 minutes. AF Plus is a proven weight loss breakthrough. Take one capsule just once a day, and you can experience maximum weight loss. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because it safely boosts your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. We're so confident you'll lose weight that we'll give you a full-size supply to use absolutely risk-free. We only need 100 more users for this trial, so if you need to lose weight, call immediately to guarantee your participation in this nationwide risk-free trial. Call 1-800-934-4295. That's 1-800-934-4295.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp U.S. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
I take control here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And you can join us again over at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then inviting you to shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. And that's where you can enter Amazon as well as Newegg. Just recently bought some parts on Newegg myself, doing a little upgrade of the home theater computer here at the LRN Studios.
I saw you looking at that last night.
Yep, and you can go and get your own computer parts there. You can also go to Amazon through our shops shopping site. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. There's some other links on there, including to ProXBN, which we're going to tell you about a little bit later. Right now, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and when you shop through that link, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase, so it makes a big difference to us. You get the same great deals, same great selection, say, from Amazon or Newegg that you're used to, and Free Talk Live benefits. So please start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. And something else that is going to assist you with online shopping in the future is having a blockchain.info Bitcoin wallet. If you've been thinking about getting involved in Bitcoins, Blockchain.info has to be the easiest way to do it, and it's secure. They're encrypted wallets, so not even blockchain or the NSA has access to your money. Blockchain.info, get your free Bitcoin wallet and get started with Bitcoin. If you want to learn more about Bitcoin, you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. There's a link on that page that'll take you to We Use Coins, which has a real good intro to what Bitcoins are. It's decentralized currency. It's a currency that is not created by a corporation or a government. It's an open source currency, and it's amazing. And it makes it so that you actually have control over your money. Blockchain.info. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today, and they've got some really cool tools there as well that can help you with a variety of Bitcoin-related things. That's blockchain.info. We're talking about the alleged gunman here at the Washington Navy Yard, where apparently 13 people have now perished after this particular shooting. I'm trying to give you a little bit more information about this, the case, and also, you know, what this is going to mean. The call for gun bans and gun restrictions has once again risen, as you might expect, from the government people that want to control your life. And as I pointed out, Washington, D.C., of course, is a very heavily gun-restricted place. You can't carry a gun around in Washington, D.C. That's why Adam Kokesh, a friend of the show, is sitting in a jail cell right now.
Right, because there was video of him Loading a shotgun.
Allegedly loading a shotgun in a portion of Washington, D.C. They came, they raided his home, they locked him in a prison because of that. His trial is supposed to happen, I believe, in October on that issue, and he's facing felony charges. So there's some pretty serious laws in place in D.C. about having guns. Obviously, that didn't stop Mr. Aaron Alexis, and I heard reports there was a second person involved, but I haven't really heard much more about that. But it didn't stop this guy from packing in two handguns and a shotgun and blasting away at people. So, of course, the gun control advocates would say that, well, that's because there's not enough gun control everywhere. Sure, D.C. has it. Sure, New York City has it. Other places, you know, big cities, Baltimore. These are places where gun control is fairly common and restrictive. But the answer, of course, from them is that, well, it needs to be everywhere. And Johnny Ray, what would you say to somebody that is suggesting that?
I would say the reason that what's his name again?
The murderer here, the alleged murderer, Aaron Alexis.
Yeah, the reason Mr. Alexis acted out in this particular way is because our government, the rulers, the U.S. government demonstrates that the way to do business and the way to change the world is to shoot people. So when his efforts to change the world other ways are frustrated, he acts out and he kills people.
Sure, but does that answer the question of, you know, what would you say to somebody who is saying, well, yeah, there's crazy people, Johnny Ray. I acknowledge that. So I'm playing devil's advocate here. There's crazy people out there, Johnny Ray. We all know that's true. So we've got to keep their hands off the guns. So let's have more restrictions nationwide. Let's make the whole country like Washington, D.C.
Well, keeping a gun out of somebody's hand isn't gonna prevent them from killing somebody. I think maybe I'd rather be shot in the head than be bludgeoned to death with a ball-peen hammer.
Well, you might be right about that, Johnny Ray. But there is evidence that shows, in fact, there was, I think it was China. Remember the recent, I think it was back in December, the killings at the school in Connecticut? Remember that? The shootings?
Yes.
At around the same time, there was a nut job who went into an elementary school class in China
with
and
knives.
Stabbed about 20 children. And I don't believe anybody died in that particular attack. So the devil's advocate here would say that, well, there is evidence to say that if you don't have a gun, that you're less likely to kill somebody.
I'd say that
especially multiple somebodies,
that you're not going to, that the technology marches on and you're not going to keep it out of the hands of somebody who really wants it. If somebody wants to kill, they're going to kill.
Yeah, but Johnny Ray, shouldn't we keep it out of the average person's hands? Because if it's easy to access, you can just walk into some gun store and buy a gun. Doesn't that make it so the average nut job doesn't have to jump through many hoops in order to get the gun?
People have been educated, indoctrinated, I should say, that the police will protect them, and that's a dangerous idea that kills people. And when people feel like they don't need to take responsibility for their own safety, they were all disarmed there in Washington, D.C., because that's the law, because there's police there to take care of you.
But where were the police?
They didn't help.
Right, because you can't count on the police. I mean, I'm sure if there's a cop who happens to be nearby that hopefully he will respond and do what he can to mitigate that situation. Unfortunately, in certain situations, the police are possessing less than useful information. There was a story that we had last night that we didn't get to about a man who was in a car accident, a black man, by the way, was in a car accident, kicked out the back windshield because the doors were trapped shut somehow, and escaped from his car, but during the process kind of cut himself up. He was bleeding, basically, did not look too good after that car wreck, and he went and started pounding on somebody's front door looking for help. Woman opened the door, saw it wasn't her husband who she thought it was, and then closed the door on him. He kept knocking, and
she called 911.
Rather than talk to him, she called 911. The police responded, thinking someone was trying to break into her home. The police responded. He came running up to the cops looking for help, and they blasted him to death. So sometimes even having the cops around makes a situation worse. Anyway, the proposals are going to come back to the table, as they always do. We need more gun control, which, of course, it's never going to truly be implemented. There's too many guns. There's no way that they're going to be able to put these laws into place. Places like Montana, New Hampshire, Wyoming, these are places where guns are relatively prevalent. Alaska, Vermont, all of these places are relatively low regulatory environments for guns. And the people that live there One of the reasons they live there is because they want to have freedom when it comes to the right to bear arms. And those folks, I don't think, are just going to roll over for a gun restriction. Even if they were able to pass at the federal government level, even if they were able to pass something that, you know, said, you must turn your firearms in by penalty of death, which, of course, is pretty unlikely that they would pass something like that. But even if they were, I think it'd be pretty tricky for them to go around door to door and try to confiscate firearms from these people who, you know, believe they've got a right to bear arms. And by all evidence, they should.
You could try to create a society like you were playing devil's advocate like you were. You could try and create a society where only the law enforcers, only the state is permitted to carry weapons. And it could be that that results in fewer violent deaths. That's a big unknown. I don't know if that would work or not, and I have no interest in that. That just sounds like such a pitiful, disgusting life for anybody to want to live, where you surrender yourself to the dictates of the state, and they're the ones who get to use lethal force, and you are not allowed to protect yourself. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. Not for me.
Yeah, definitely. Look, I'm not a fan of guns. I want to make it clear. If I could press a button and make guns disappear, I might just do it. Like, if I could do that, and obviously that's a ridiculous fantasy. But, you know, I don't think guns... I think there's a lot of instances where guns have helped people, but certainly guns have been used by the state to murder a whole lot of people, too. That's not to say that I don't support self-defense. I do. I just... You know, I don't know. If you could choose, would you push the button and get rid of the guns?
Me, no.
Because it would take the guns out of the hands of the state too.
Right, but no.
No.
No. It's a dangerous world, Ian. I'm willing to accept the risk.
You could still have pepper spray or a katana sword or some other kind of, like, you'd have close range weapons still. You just wouldn't be able to mow down a bunch of people if you didn't have guns.
No, thank you.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The smoking gun has a look inside the mind of Aaron Alexis. Apparently, he called the police once, believing he was being followed by people using a microwave machine. We'll tell you more about what he told the cops. And, of course, you can also share your thoughts on this issue or whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
Hey gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi everybody, I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink, or a protein shake, or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will too. And now you can get them all at jasonlewisteam.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to jasonlewisteam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's jasonlewisteam.com.